Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18. You who are slaves must submit to your masters with all respect. Do what they tell you, not only if they are kind and reasonable, but even if they're cruel. Everything about slavery is horrifying. The idea that someone can own another human being sounds barbaric, doesn't it? And so it's difficult for us to handle a verse like this, which doesn't seem to raise any objections to the institution of slavery. Indeed, slaves were told to respect their masters and to obey them, even when they were cruel. At the time of the early church, slavery was extremely common. About 20% of the population were slaves, and there was never any serious thought that the institution could be dismantled. It's also important to realise that under Roman law, slavery was heavily regulated. Slaves received very low wages, but they lived with the hope that one day they might be able to purchase their freedom. Slavery at any time is an odious idea. And clearly the experience was nowhere near as hellish or dehumanising as it became during the centuries of the transatlantic slave trade. It's been suggested that a better translation of the word slave could be servant or even employee. Suddenly this verse has something to say to our own day. We should show respect to our employers, and we should do so because ultimately all authority derives from God. This means that we should be respectful of them, even when they're wrong. This is tough talk, but Peter knows that such an attitude is far more likely to commend the Christian faith than retaliation. Peter strengthens his argument by reminding his readers that even though Jesus was terribly mistreated, he didn't fight back. He could easily have commanded a legion of angels to destroy his oppressors, but he didn't. Tough as it undoubtedly is to suffer ill treatment, we need to learn from Jesus and walk in his steps. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, give us your strength to live in a way that pleases you, even when it's really hard to do so. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.